allowed us to come together one more time. Many things has transpired, not only in this month, but this week. But through it all, the Lord has allowed us one more day. We do want to express our appreciation to Ebenezer for being with Ben and his family on yesterday at the funeral. I know that our presence brought comfort, especially in a difficult situation. And so we do want to thank Ebenezer for sharing in Ben's Green's hour of grief. We also want to thank Ebenezer for your representation at the NAACP banquet last night. If some of us are a little down, a little drowsy, we're kicking it with Nelson Linder and the NAACP all night. But we're grateful for those who were in attendance, and we know that not only were there in attendance, but there was some of us that was participators. And so we are indeed grateful for that. We also want to give a shout out to Brother Moshe. Amen. He announced the arrangement for the Virgie DeWitty's Praise Ye the Lord is now officially published. Amen. And I wanted to give him that shout out because I was low key hating for a minute, and I wanted to get it off my heart before I preach, you know, because he still haven't played me in dominoes, so I don't giving him a shout out. But we are grateful for all that the Lord has done, but God is not through yet. Amen. He is still up to something. He is still doing something. We're grateful to see Mom and Elder in the house this morning. Amen. A surprise. We're grateful to see them. We know that we are praying with them and for them because we know what the Lord can do. For the scripture is not a misprint. We're actually looking at Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. We started on last week a series for this month of December entitled Serving on the Night Shift. When we look around the world in time and climate, I believe we all can agree that it is night. But God has called us to serve on this night shift. And when you're called to serve on the night shift, there's a couple of things you need to know. And that is that the night shift is different from the day shift. The night shift, there's a little more freedom, a little less supervision. But it is darker at night. It causes deeper shadows. Scarier images, sounds are distorted, the darkness of the night and the silence of the night. This morning, we want to look at that same passage, Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20, and examine those shepherds once more, so that we can discover how they had Christmas courage. How did they have courage in this night season? Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 8, and by the inspiration of God, by the pen of Luke, these words are recorded. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone from them unto heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that he had heard and seen, as they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. We read it to you here in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. We ask that there be a blessing to the reading and hearing of God's word. Christmas courage. If you're going to serve on the night shift, you can't be a scary cat. You have to have some courage. You can get away with it by day, you can lean on the courage of others by day, but at night, you have to demonstrate your own courage. Someone asked the question, Reverend, how do you know that we are in a night season? Well, Houdini comes to my aid. Houdini says the freaks come out at night. I know it's night because the freaks are out. We're living in a time where it seems like the inmates are running the asylum. It seems like those who ought to be committed are the ones that are in charge. We got a strange feeling that the freaks are out. And because the freaks are out, I know that it is night. It was night then, and it is night now. And we can learn from these shepherds how we can gain some Christmas courage that is much needed now. Where if you're going to have courage, surely you have to be fearless. If you're going to be working on the night shift, you have to be brave. You have to be fearless. The night shift was a dangerous job. It was a reason why they had to abide in the field with their sheep at night, because there was predators. Predators that would come to steal and to destroy the sheep, come and to steal and wound the sheep. And the shepherd had to be there to protect them from danger. Not only was there danger from four-legged creatures, there was danger from two-legged creatures. The shepherds would have been watching the sheep for the temple. The temple flock would have been in the care of the shepherds outside of Bethlehem. And you know, there were some people in that day and time thought that they could steal sheep from the pen of the temple. You know, there are still people that think that they can rob God. There are people that think that they can steal from God. And the shepherds had to protect the sheep from these dangers. Yes, there's some real danger. There's some dangers everywhere. There are threats on our telephone, threats in our neighborhood, threats in our city, threats in our country and in our world. We're living in a dangerous time. But yet, in the midst of all of this danger, we have to be fearless. We can't go jumping at every wind and doctrine. We can't go reacting to every bump in the night. We can't change who we are just because we've seen a shadow cross our window. God did not give us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. We have to be fearless in these times. Yes, these shepherds were fearless. The scripture says that they abide in the field. They live in the field. They stay in the field. There are some people that when danger come, they go. They run at the first sign of trouble. They run at the first sign of danger. But if we're going to be servants of God in this night shift, we have to be fearless. How do you know they were fearless? They stayed there. They abide in the field. But you got to be fearless without being foolish. Listen, there's a difference between being fearless and being foolish. There are some today that are foolish. And don't confuse foolishness with fearless. See, a fool isn't afraid of anything. A fool is not afraid of no teacher. He's not afraid of no superintendent, not afraid of no principal. A fool ain't afraid of no suspension, ain't afraid of getting kicked out, ain't been afraid of losing a poor grade. A fool ain't afraid of anything. He's not afraid of losing his job, ain't afraid of a promotion, a demotion, ain't afraid of being marked down. A fool ain't afraid of getting kicked out of their apartment, ain't afraid of being suspended, ain't not afraid of bankruptcy. A fool ain't afraid of anything. And that's foolish. A fool, when the Lord shows up, a fool still not afraid. Yes, yes, these angels were fearless, but they were not foolish. There are some today that are foolish. They're not afraid of police, ain't afraid of bailiffs, ain't afraid of attorneys nor a judge. But when God shows up, the scripture teaches us that they became afraid. See, when God moved, that ought to cause you to move. When God's shaking things up, that ought to cause an uneasiness in you. See, when the angel appeared, they became afraid. When the angel appeared to Mary, she was no fool. She became afraid. When the angel told Joseph that Mary is with child, he had to also tell Joseph, be not afraid. Why? Because he was afraid to take Mary to be his wife. He's sure to be afraid. When the Lord told, Mephibosheth found out that David's men was coming to see him, he became afraid. Because it would have been foolish not to be afraid. And when the angel appeared, the shepherds became afraid. Brothers and sisters, when you see God move, you ought to get still. You know, that's what our ancestors, they were trying to pass down some wisdom to us. And whenever there was a storm, they would tell us to be still. They would say, God is at work. And I learned that lesson. I learned that when God is at work, it is a time to be still. It's a time to gauge your heart. It's a time to steady your nerves. It's a time to be fearless, but not foolish. When the angel appeared, the shepherds became fearless. They became afraid. You know, Jesus tells a story about a fool. He said it wasn't because he was industrious he was a fool. He wasn't a fool because he worked 8 to 5. He wasn't a fool because he had a house. He wasn't a fool because he had a 401k. He was not a fool because he worked hard and got in early and stayed up late. He was a fool because he invested everything in this life and stored up no treasures in heaven. Brothers and sisters, if all of your investments is in this life, then you a fool. Because we're passing through this life. You better store up some timber on the other side. You better store up some favor with God. At some point, you have to be afraid of what the Lord can do. You know, the Lord can work on a microscopic level. Didn't he shut down this country with a virus that we couldn't even see? We couldn't identify it if we saw it on the street. But yet God used a virus to shut down this country. And brothers and sisters, don't think that God is without weapons. Don't think God is without defense. That God has turned over this world to anybody. God is still in control. That man, Jesus, called him a fool because he did not fear God. There was a story. There was a story of some shepherds that was in the field. It was a young shepherd and a mature shepherd. And you could hear in the distance some animals. They were fighting and howling. And the young shepherd said, well, you know they fighting to figure out who's going to attack us, right? We can hear them out there fighting and discussing which one of them are going to attack us in a minute. And the old shepherd said, yeah, I hear them out there. He said, well, why don't we go out there and slay them? Why don't we go out there where they are and we attack them out there? That way they never attack our sheep. And the old shepherd said, yeah, that's a good idea, except for one thing. He said, we're not called to be wolf hunters. We're called to watch sheep. He said, long as they're out there, they fine out there. But as soon as they come here, then we got to deal with them. See, sometimes we can be foolish and forget what God has called us to do. So sometimes we can be foolish and get caught up into things of this world and turn ourselves into wolf hunters instead of sheep watchers. Listen, these shepherds were fearless, but not foolish. When they were fearless, they abide in the field at night, regardless of the sound, regardless of the danger. But yet when the angel appeared, they became afraid. Now I want to skip down to verse 15 and look at their response. Not only once the angel told them the good report. In verse 15, it said, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. The shepherds, they broke tradition. The shepherds, they broke the standard. See, shepherds wasn't supposed to be invading cities. Shepherds is not supposed to be coming into Bethlehem. That's why they're abiding in the field. They wasn't welcoming these places. But after the revelation, they had to make a change in their lives. They just couldn't do the same thing. They couldn't go to the same places. They wanted to share this good news. Yes, they checked it out. And then they went and told it about. They had the courage to go see and the courage to go tell. And so, brothers and sisters, I pray that we have Christmas courage. Christmas courage in this time where we can be fearless but not foolish. We can steady our hand. We can breathe deep. We can steady our hearts. But yet in this time, we're no fool. When God moves, we know how to stand still. And brothers and sisters, like these shepherds, we ought to go tell it. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hill, and everywhere. Go and tell it that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when, lo, above the earth, reigned the angel chorus that held our Savior's birth. Brothers and sisters, we have that same message. We can go and tell that Jesus the Christ is born. Hope is alive today. Faith is real, and we can have courage in this Christmas season. May God bless you, and may God keep you today. At this time, we want to extend the invitation that the deacons and the greeters and ushers come. This is an invitation to Christian discipleship. You make a decision. You make the choice to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Will you come? Will you come? And if you have a relationship but don't have a church home, we invite you to Ebenezer, where you can come and grow with us as we strive to be what God has called us to be. Will you come? Accept or reject. May God be with you.